There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Hi, I'm Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, heard on the Truth Broadcasting Network and seen on TECNTV.com, Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern, where I discuss today's most important issues through a biblical constitutional lens. TECNTV.com appreciates our partnership with NTD, and we'd love for you to give our great programming a view. That's TECNTV.com, Chosen Generation Radio with Pastor Greg. God bless you and God bless America.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Oh my goodness, is it Friday yet? Has it become Friday yet? I think it might be Friday. Wow.
Thank you.
My. So my computer this morning decided that it didn't want to turn on the cameras, and it didn't want to turn on the external hard drives, and I mean everything that technologically could create, you know, a challenge, happened. It was just bizarre. Literally everything kind of came together about 15 minutes before, about 19 minutes ago. Yeah. So, wow. All right. Maybe that's because there's some things that we need to talk about today that the devil doesn't want us to talk about. I was doing a ton of praying through this, and I could feel like a lot of resistance. Bottom of hour number 2, Dr. Carol Lieberman will be with us. So it used to be that Pride Month was, you know, about equal rights and all that kind of fun stuff. But somehow it's definitely not that anymore. We will talk with psychiatrist Dr. Carol Lieberman about all of that coming up, bottom of hour number 2. Let's see, top of the next hour. I don't know where I'm at. Naomi Wolf will be with us. My golly. All right. The other problem is I didn't get any coffee yet. So give me just a minute here while I take a. Oh, man, it is good, though. By the way, if you're not using cocolasses, you really need to be using Cocolasses. Go check them out. Cocolasses, L-A-S-S-E-S, Coco, C-O-C-O. Just figured you'd get that one. Yeah, Cocolasses, really, really, really good stuff. It's cocoa, blackstrap molasses, and cocoa. A lot of copper in it. For those who may not know, I deal with a lot of pain because of the accident that I was in, catastrophic accident that I was in, and Cocolasses has really helped. There, people say, well, you know, what did you do? There's not, when everything is broken and a lot of things are just plain not able to be put back together correctly, it's not one thing that you do. You do a number of things, a variety of things. But I can tell you that if you don't understand what's going on and you're not paying attention to your body and so on, and fortunately, because of being sick for a very long time with a defunct pituitary gland and a defunct adrenal gland that I've had since 2004 when they gave me 3 to 6 months to live, I have a understanding of this kind of stuff. But I'll tell you, it's... So there's not just one thing, but Cocolasses has made a big difference. My chronic silver has made a big difference. And I just changed over some things to fully embrace what I am sharing with you at CGR Wellness. So good stuff. All right, so Dr. Carol Lieberman, Naomi Wolf is with us. Medical Tyranny. Oh, that's good. Medical Tyranny, folks. Exposed. Naomi will be with us with a really good connection today. We had her earlier in the week, and we just did not have a good connection. So she wanted to get rescheduled. We wanted to reschedule her, and we were able to make that work. So Naomi Wolf joins us, and she has been doing an amazing job working with the team with Steve Bannon's War Room research team of clinical experts and medical experts that have been pouring through the documents of the FDA and Pfizer. So we'll get into that. Dr. Mark Sherwood, candidate for governor of Oklahoma, is with us with a very compelling story about his mom, who was told, get an abortion, and chose, no, I'm gonna choose life. And so we've got his story about that, Roe v. Wade, and what a true conservative looks like. All right, let me get to my good friend, who joins us here each and every Monday. He is the author of My Grandchildren's America. He's also the author of a book that we're giving away for your donation. Hang on, it's back here. Here we are. The Road to Tyranny. I'm holding it right here in front of me. The Road to Tyranny. We're still doing our $10 a month challenge. We've had a few people that have taken us up on that. You got to step up, folks, and help us. $10 a month, saving America, saving India, paypal.me/PastorGreg. $25 donation, and we'll ship you this book. And I've got a couple of books, by the way, that I need to get out to a lady that sent us $100 to help us, and we will be giving clothes to orphans tomorrow, 80 orphans. I'll have a video of that that'll get put up at www.cg4i.com, cg4i.com. That's where you can check out our India ministry and what we're doing over there. Last weekend, we had several meetings and a number of salvations and miracle healings based on a DVD that I, that was a recording that I did with Pastor Samuel, sharing my testimony, sharing the gospel message of salvation, and very good stuff. All right, Don, I'm sorry. Here I am. Hi, Don. Welcome.
Good morning, except this is Friday. It's not Monday. It's Friday.
Is it? I don't know. You know, let me get another couple of sips of coffee here, and then I'll tell you what day it is. I have no idea. It's, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's really good, though. All right. Hey, it's Friday, Dawn.
Yep.
Yeah. So you're here on the right day. That's we're starting off on the right foot there. So here's the question, and this has been weighing on me. I'll let you jump into it, and then I'd like to share a few of my own thoughts about this. But what role does the church play, or should the church play, in the American political scheme?
What role should the church play in the American political scheme, or political stage? I would start to answer that by saying that who is trying to get rid of the church in our country? Who has always tried to get rid of the church in every country? And that is totalitarianism or collectivism or communism, more commonly called.
Mm-hmm.
Any communist regime, every communist regime, has always, always considered God, Christ, the Bible, as its primary enemy. And anything and everything they can do to belittle God, to get rid of the Bible, they will do. The reason being is they are strictly an atheist. They're an atheist religion. Communism is an atheist religion. And they understand the threat of the true God. They do not like the idea that somebody would say that there is right and there is wrong, because they want to determine what is right and what is wrong. They also really despise our Declaration of Independence, where we acknowledge as a country, frankly, the first nation ever to acknowledge as a country, that the rights and liberties that are given to each individual, not to our country, but the rights and liberties that have been given to each individual throughout the world, come directly from our Creator, come directly from God. And this is totally contrary to the American left. It's totally contrary to the communist movement. It is totally contrary to everything that we are being told is right in America today. They will come for our guns, as they are, and they will come for our Bibles. So if they continue to get our guns, you better put the Bible in your heart, memorize it, because your physical Bible will be gone. God and communism do not exist together, and everything the communist teaches us is everything that God has said is wrong.
Let me read this to you. This is Proverbs, Psalms 22, verses 27 and 28. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among many nations. Or among the nations. I'm sorry, not among many. Among the nations. The English Standard Version says, all the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before you. For kingship belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations. I think that's an accurate statement in terms that we can understand. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. But what makes America unique was that our founders looked back, and they didn't look back to the 1619 project. They looked back to the Pilgrims, who landed at Plymouth. And they looked back to the Mayflower Compact that said, why did we take this journey to begin with? for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith. And we need to understand that when they were forming our nation, you know, we're only looking back about 150 years roughly before they came. So we're only talking about maybe great-grandparents or great-great-grandparents as the heritage, Don. So you're not that far removed from those individuals. And the other piece that is significant about our American Revolution is that it was making a choice between who was going to be the king of America. Would it be King George or would it be King Jesus? Now, that doesn't mean setting up a theocracy. What it means is this, because this is the church's role, I believe, as it relates to the state of politics. We have to be concerned about the heart of men. If men's hearts are right, then they will make righteous decisions. If men's hearts are wrong, then they won't. I'll expand on that when we get back. I'm your host, Pastor Greg.
I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication.
Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Hey, let me say this real quick. I need those of you that are watching on TECN TV, those of you that are watching at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, I need you to share the link right now with everybody that you know. Share the link right now with everybody that you know. I have been the number one show at TECN, week after week. But right now, I'm neck and neck. I'm in a battle with my dear friend who is the host of the Exceptional Conservative show, and that's Kenneth McClinton. And by the way, if you're not watching that show, I believe it's at 9 o'clock Eastern Monday through Friday, right here on TECNTV.com. Well, you need to be. And I encourage you to do that, but make sure that in addition to that, that you share this morning this program, because he and I are like neck and neck this week at almost 21,000 viewers for the week. So I need a big day today, folks. I need a big day today. All right. I'm just putting that out there. Okay, so we're talking about the church's role, Don, and there's a lot of confusion about, is it about, the Constitution? Is it so on? I mentioned about the founding document, the Mayflower Compact, and which says, one of the primary purposes for us being here, for the glory of God and the advancement of the Christian faith, and that it wasn't long after that we had drifted away. And that's what had happened. America had drifted away from that, and of course the king in England had just become worse. The succession had created an even worse situation with the king attempting to take away rights and liberties. And that was what the Declaration of Independence was about, was saying, hey, guess what? We follow God over here. We have since we hit these shores, and that is what we absolutely are going to do. And our job as the church today is to get the heart of man back in the right place. It's not social justice. Social justice is Marxism in the church. If you're concerned about how our society is living and relating to one another, and you think that there's a big systemic race problem, and all of these things, every issue that exists in the culture today, whether it's here in America or around the world, is a problem because of the sinful nature of man, Don. That is the issue, and the enmity that we have with God, and the only solution to that is a relationship with Jesus Christ. And that is the church's primary role. And love, love is not salvation. Newsflash. And love is not God. God is love, but if you want to understand what love is, then you better start understanding who God is, but don't confuse the two, because love does not define God. God defines love. All right, Don, I'm off my soapbox. You got a couple of minutes to...
a couple of things, and, yeah. And when you go read... Truly, go read the Declaration of Independence and get away from the first, the prose and the thoughts coming out of those first couple of paragraphs are incredible. Mm-hmm. And then Jefferson goes down and he starts to list all of the reasons why they want to leave the king. Those same reasons, the founders wanted to leave the king and the sovereignty of the king, is exactly what our government is doing to us today.
Yeah.
When we look, and we have to go back and we look throughout all of history, and where societies have always deteriorated, always is when they denounce God, always when they believe that God should not be a part of the society. You have all kinds of problems. The hate that the left is installing in our people today that comes from such things as so-called social justice. All of these things are a denunciation of God.
Yep.
And yep. Perversions start to reign. Idolatry starts to reign. And families are destroyed.
We got music.
And that destroys a society.
Yeah.
And that's where we are, my friends.
When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitled them, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
I do not like my sheets. I love my Giza Dream Sheets.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you can buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or you can get my classic premium My Pillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com. Use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all my pillow products.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off-limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Well, you know, we were talking in our first segment, Don Jans and I, about the necessity of the church to be engaged and involved. And the primary focus is, We're focused on the hearts of people, because if their hearts are in the right place, then we're going to get the right political result that we're looking for when the divine nature has changed the heart of man. That's what our founders understood. That's why John Adams said that our Constitution is fit only for a moral people. My next guest is running for governor for the great state of Oklahoma. One of my longtime prayer partners that I pray with every Tuesday night is actually an Oklahoma resident. And my pastor that married my wife and I, who recently passed, was from Thackerville. So I have a lot of connectivity to the great state of Oklahoma. I know I live in Texas and we have a rivalry, but we still love one another. And I want to welcome Dr. Mark Sherwood to the program. Dr. Mark, welcome. Good to have you.
Hey, Pastor Greg. Good to talk with you, man. Super excited to be here. This is great. And it's nice to know that we can love each other when the Red River separates.
No doubt. There you go, my brother. Absolutely. Well, you know, it's Texas and Oklahoma reflect upon one another when it comes to just basic good values that are at the foundation and the root of what has made America great.
They do, and actually, Texas and Oklahoma, we joke about that. They, in my opinion, right now in this landscape of our history, and I appreciate the intro. What you said about John Adams and on our moral compass, you know, that we have to have the survivability of our republic, I believe, hangs on Oklahoma and Texas. And I believe that we as people have to step up and really guard that thing with everything, because we are on the teetering brink of losing the freedoms we have that Patrick Henry said he would die for, you know, give me liberty or give me death.
Yeah.
And we're on that edge of losing those right now if we don't really get a hold of the founding fathers' heart values and get back to the heart of God.
And I think that, you know, all of every state in the union right now is struggling and battling in that same vein. What are some of the specific things that you see in Oklahoma, Dr. Mark, that you look at and say, you know, I can make a difference there?
Well, certainly, we need leaders that are not afraid. Look at the founding fathers, there's 56 people that signed the Declaration of Independence, not 5,600. You know, it wasn't the overwhelming majority, it was a vocal minority. Mm-hmm. So I'm not afraid to make a difference. And we have to, as I see it, not just in Oklahoma, but all states, stand firm on the 10th Amendment, which basically indicates that the people in the states are superior to and in power over the federal government, right? And yeah. So we've lost our way with that one. And in Oklahoma, probably as in Texas, except more in Oklahoma, believe it or not, we're seeing this catastrophic buy-up of land from the Chinese Communist Party through tummy corporations. And okay. So 300,000 plus acres in Oklahoma. And believe it or not, there's an integral working relationship between the cartel and the Chinese Communist Party right now to filter into Oklahoma, right up through Texas, fentanyl. And mm-hmm. So recently I was looking at a drug bust yesterday that had enough fentanyl in one stop to kill 4 million people. And so it's becoming just a horrific national terrorist threat right here in the South Central U.S. And also, you know, the weapons trafficking, the sex trafficking as well. So right. That's a major issue right now that is sort of under the radar. And my concern about that is, I mean, there's others, but that one's affecting the whole country because they're trying to choke out the food supply and the supply chains. So they want to enter the grocery stores and get you so dependent on the government. That's socialist textbook 101.
No question. No question about it. And to that piece, you know, both Texas and Oklahoma have been severely impacted as well by this administration's energy policies and, you know, cutting out America's supreme and superiority in energy production that we had under our previous president, under President Trump, can be done.
Well, the whole country is being affected right now by the increased gas prices. And let's remember the current administration, and I loosely call them the president because it's such a poor leadership quality of our country right now. They closed the Keystone Pipeline. You know, right now We're seeing the effects of being the transition of energy independent to now energy dependent. And you specifically look at Oklahoma and Texas, we have the unique ability to become energy independent, even ourselves, right? So right. There's plenty of oil and gas in our two states, and we can just get to the point where we're able to produce that, even to become a self-sufficient and self-efficient state that is energy independent, agriculturally independent, and financially independent, regardless of what these United States government does. And so if you can encourage other states to do that by being the first one, well, that's going to set the tone for a movement that's going to affect the nation. But you can't affect the nation until you do it one state and one local area at a time.
Right, you got to get your own, you know, your own house in order. It's interesting. I was on the phone last night. My wife and I, we were with a gal. We were talking about that and about, you know, how with the wall, you know, Nehemiah told the Israelites, "Look, you need to take care of the section of the wall that's in front of your house."
That's right.
You need to build the section of the wall that's in front of your house. And I just wanted to add in, my constitutional attorney, David Shostokas, who's running for attorney general for the state of Illinois, talks about also the differentiation between the powers of the state and the rights of the individual. And it's so important that individuals understand that states have powers, not rights. All the rights are reserved to the individual and to the people. And we've got to get people back engaged in understanding what their rights are, and then the moral compass to act correctly with those rights.
You nailed it right there. And let's look at the opposite of that, and people might be able to relate to the opposite, which is not what we need. What you said is what we need to get, but people right now are becoming so dependent from a physical basis on big pharma, because I want a pill for an ill. I don't want to put the work in myself. They're becoming dependent upon the federal government for a check because they need to take care of me. I don't need to work. I deserve to have a check because I'm an American or just live in this country. They need to take care of my health insurance because and my cell phone and my roof over my head, and they need to give me a car, and they need to make sure my groceries are paid for because I deserve that. And so that we are becoming more and more dependent and less critical thinkers to really understand that our founding fathers would depend on, you know, a sovereign God, a sovereign authority to guide them. And I think you said something very key, that the rights that are outlined in the Constitution and subsequent Bill of Rights are rights given to us not by the Constitution, but by God. So it's fascinating how we've switched that, and we've allowed our rights to be subverted by us just willing to give it over because we've been deceived to think that's the right way to do it. And it's not. And my hope and prayer is that even in our, you know, candidacy, we've been able to enlighten people and encourage them and fire them up and rally them around the cause. And we have, I mean, I think politics needs to change, right? It's an absolute mess right now because it's all about, you know, money, elitist, globalist, big business, and the people's voice, like you just clearly said, Pastor Greg, has been lost and even silenced and muffled.
Well, I want to, because we're about a we're coming into a minute before we're going to go into our break. And when we come back out of this break, I want you to talk about also, because, you know, bringing it back down to life, that is something that you can talk about from a very personal perspective that's incredibly powerful. And it also, I was thinking about this as you were speaking, ties into what your life focus has been about in naturopathy and in helping people to come back to good health, taking care of the temple, getting themselves back into a place where then they can enjoy the rights and the liberties and freedoms. You mentioned Patrick Henry, give me liberty or give me death. We have to understand the fact that they understood that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness and the connectivity between those issues and God and the inalienable right, that is who we are. We are life, we are liberty, and we are that pursuit of happiness.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in poor and needy communities, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. On the pitch. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history.
That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg. Use that code, MyPillow.com, promo code Pastor Greg, 800-656-1943. That's 800-656-1943, promo code Pastor Greg.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. And you can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ, spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy until He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits, everything filtered through biblical glasses. Naomi Wolf will be with me top of the next hour, and Dr. Carol Lieberman joins me bottom of the next hour, and we're going to talk about this whole pride thing. She is a psychiatrist. We'll talk about that, and yeah, we'll get into that. My guest, and you can find him, by the way, Sherwood2022.com is that website, Sherwood2022.com. And if you are concerned about your health, by the way, you can learn more at Sherwood.tv, Sherwood.tv. Dr. Mark is a naturopathic doctor, and those of you who listen to my program know that I am a very, very firm believer in naturopathy. It has saved my life more than once, and I probably would not be here today if it wasn't for God having introduced me to that. Almost 20 years ago now. All right, Dr. Mark, let's get back onto this topic we were talking about relative to the empowering of the people, and then we were going to talk about life, and you have a very unique story, and we have about 7 minutes here. If you would be so kind as to share your story and why is the issue of life so precious to you?
Well, I appreciate you giving me an opportunity to share. I was born in 1964, and I found out early in life I was adopted. So you can go through your life, and there's always a question, you know, do I have family out there? What's my mom look like? What's my dad look like? My brothers, sisters, et cetera, et cetera. And it's interesting. I never thought I would meet my birth mother, and I did. I was in my early 40s, and just worked out where I was able to. God kind of brought that together. And I wanted to know what happened. I wanted to know my story. You know, I wanted to know who my father was, et cetera. And my mom, you know, she's gone on to be with the Lord now. But it was interesting. She tells me she goes to a party and becomes incapacitated with alcohol or whatever. She's barely 16 and doesn't remember anything, any encounter of this sexual relationship. And turns out, you know, a few weeks later, she finds out she's pregnant. And then they track down the guy, and he's a 19-year-old, going on 20-year-old guy who was home on military leave from Vietnam. Mm. And of course, they have this discussion, and we all know what that situation is, and and how that would be permissible to go ahead and, you know, terminate my life through this process of abortion in today's world. And it would be very acceptable even from a lot of Christians' point of view, you know, and I find that very sad. But they discussed all options, and that was, of course, 9 years prior to this erroneous, mistaken, ungodly opinion called Roe v. Wade. And they chose to give me life, give me a chance. And I was able to be raised by a godly family, and never thought this would become part of my platform in life. But, you know, you never know how things work out. But I can tell you this. I've learned a couple of things in this, Pastor Greg. You know, life begins in God before it's ever conceived on earth. And we all know that. But God knows us before, right? He knows what we're going to do. He knew you were going to be in your near tragedy wreck. He knew that you were going to feed people in India. He knew that well before you were even conceived and thought of by human beings. And so life is just so precious. And, you know, we get so hung up and so deceived by this idea of being able to have abortion on demand. And that's falling into this Herod style, this Pharaoh style, to go ahead and kill babies. You know, let's go ahead and purge babies like the demonic act it is. And we've got to stop that. And so, you know, we try to instill the value of life in all of our patients here. And it's become a life mission for me to look at people. And when I'm talking to them, you know, they're the most important person in my world right now. I don't care who they are. You know, I'm talking to Greg Young right now, and you're the most important person in my life right now. And to value people to that level, to value life to that level is the key to really understanding the heart of God. And so it's been a heck of a journey, man. But here we are. We're standing on the abolition of abortion platform, regardless of rape or incest. And I've taken a beating for it. I'll tell you, it's not been just a ball of joy. But it's worth it, because I look at my life, your life, and neither of us are mistakes. I mean, we're on purpose, and in God's purpose is superior to all of it.
And folks, I just, man, I hope you felt what he was saying, in addition to hearing it, that you are here on purpose. You are not an accident. And you know, it doesn't matter. You know, you can hear Mark's story and say, well, yeah, that's easy for him to say, because look how dramatic this and that. Look, I don't care who you are. I don't care how you were brought into this world. I don't care if you came from the perfect little family background and had great parents and all those kinds of things. You still need to hear that your life matters to God, and that he was thinking about you and wrote it out before you were born. Because I think sometimes, you know, we dramatize a certain situation and we say, well, yeah, it's easy for them to say, obviously, look at the extraordinary circumstances that they were involved in. And sure, their life is, you know, obviously valuable to God because of how extraordinary that was. But God is in the ordinary life just as much as he's in the extraordinary, what we think is extraordinary. Every life is extraordinary in God's economy. That's the point.
Yes, it is, Greg. And boy, I tell you what, if people just got that right there, just that right there out of this episode, life is not going to be easy, but life is a gift. And man, let's embrace that, live that out, and see what God can do through all of this, right?
Amen. Amen. And you know, and leadership is critically important to us attaining that as people. And your pursuit of this, I know, is not your idea. It's God's idea. So, Father, I ask you to be with Dr. Mark and Michelle. I ask your blessing on them. I ask your blessing on their family. I ask your blessing, Father, on their business in the name of Jesus Christ. I ask God that you would surround him with those with like-mindedness and vision. I ask that you would remove those, Lord God, that are not really on the team, and bring him individuals, Father God, that will help him to achieve what you've called him to do, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.